The way we communicate with each other has really changed over the years. Yeah, Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Nobody actually speaks to each other anymore. It's all about sliding in DMs, snapping each other's Snapchats, tugging on TikToks,
what?
Buzzing on the Bumble.
No one says that.
I'm up to speed.
No, you're not.
Basically, sending emojis and memes and junk pics to each other all day and all night.
It's great, isn't
no
it?
Words, just junk. Well, some people might look at that and say it's a bad thing, and the English language is being destroyed, but not me. I look at the positives, because thanks to the rise of texting and snapping and clapping at each other, a lot of people have completely forgotten to leave how to leave a normal voicemail.
Yeah, totally.
Remember, that's the one where you talk with your mouth?
After the beep?
Yeah, there's a beep, and then you say things.
That.
Yeah.
Those were the good old days.
Well, since everybody is so bad at speaking now, it's allowed us to do one of the most popular segments on our show called The Loser Line.
Yay!
Over the past year, we received hundreds and hundreds of messages on our voicemail machine. In fact, close to 20,000 people have requested the Loser Line phone number.
Wow.
And if you want that phone number, you can get it right now by texting the word loser, L-O-S-E-R. Yes, I have to spell it every time.
Yeah,
L-O-S-E-R.
10,000 people did two O's.
Yes.
Yeah, Loser.
Loser Line.
Oh. Yeah, which is a different line.
So text L-O-S-E-R to 78592. And because the segment is so popular, we thought, why not recap the top 10 best Loser Line voicemails of the year?
Great idea. I love it.
These are the most awkward, funny, and embarrassing ones we've heard in 2019, just in case you missed them. So without any further ado,
yay!
Let's get to the number 10 best Loser Line voicemail of the year.
Next message.
Hey, Mia. It's Kevin. Uber got me home. The driver actually walked me to the door. Thanks for a fun night. Hey, Mia, it's Kevin. The Uber driver dropped me off. He brought me to the front door. I hope to see you soon.
Next message.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, me too. Mia missed out on a real sexy night with that guy.
I feel like we've all been there, though.
Oh, yeah.
Are you? I'm impressed he remembered her name.
I know. That's probably the only thing
twice,
he remembered.
Twice he remembered her name.
I wonder if he just kept trying to call two over and over again. I got to let her know I'm safe. I haven't done that yet.
Yeah.
Here's the number 9 voicemail of 2019.
Next message.
Hey, Trevor. This is Jack from the other night, and I can't stop thinking about you. So I snuck into the bathroom at work because the acoustics are so good in here, and I thought that you'd like this. Are you ready? I miss you, Trevor. There's no other way to say it, and I can't live without you. I miss you. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Trevor, hold on. I'm just walking them. Hey, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah, excuse me. The acoustics are so good in here. I just want to leave a message for my boyfriend. Just excuse me.
Oh.
You go back to your business. I apologize. Right? I know it's a cute idea, right?
Next message.
Well, it's pretty awkward to get caught singing in the bathroom. And remember, it's the Loser Line, so people usually just have, like, met somebody, you know, once, and then given him the Loser Line phone number, and she called him her boyfriend in that.
Trying to cover up a little bit.
There is so much singing on voicemails. That is the one thing I've learned from the Loser Line.
It's
true. People love a good tune.
Yeah.
I would love to receive a good voice.
And
I don't check my voicemails.
Not very many singers are very good.
No.
Yeah.
I feel like people just get awkward when they're leaving a voicemail, you know, and that's like their nervous habit is singing things or
good
something.
Good point,
Because a lot of people do sing on the Loser Line. We're doing a countdown of the top 10 funniest Loser Line voicemails of the last year. Remember, if you want the Loser Line phone number, all you have to do is text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592. Here is the number 8 voicemail of 2019.
Next message.
This little piggy went to my house. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had filet. This little piggy had the best foot massage of her life. I want to treat you to the best foot rub you've ever received. I'll bring the lotion. You bring them little piggies.
Next message.
Oh, God, you make a nursery rhyme creepy, yeah. Dude.
Nothing creepy about that one at all.
No. I mean, I don't know if it's shocking news, but women don't like to be referred to as little piggies.
Well, he's talking about his feet.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, probably not a good way to do
true,
it.
Yeah.
Not sexy talk.
You're right.
He probably got the loser line phone over because he was trying to give her a foot massage in the bar or something.
Right?
Here's the number 7 voicemail of the year.
Next message.
Hey, Jason. It's Cody. Where are you? I'm at the bar you said to meet at. I'm at Lone's. It's literally like a store. Like, I don't even see any bar. Excuse me. Where's like the Lone's bar? Like, this looks like a store. No. Like, there's a Lone's bar somewhere close by. It's still called Lone's, but it's like a bar. Okay, never mind. I'm just gonna go on a train. Jason, the guy doesn't know where the Lowe's bar is. Honestly, like, where are you? I'm like hungry as f**k. I just had like 3 apple titties, and I haven't even eaten anything because I thought I was gonna eat with you. And I was just waiting, and I just feel like a bunch of hammers. And you promised me garlic fries, you.
Next message.
All kinds of emotions there on that one.
I remember
that one too, yeah.
So
I feel like her voice is proof that there's like lack of oxygen happening for her.
It's like helium.
Like that's
constantly.
What's going on with her head.
I'm surprised that she was able to dial a phone number if she doesn't realize that she's in the parking lot of a Lowe's home improvement store and not a bar.
And it's too bad for her because I don't think Lowe's is one that has free popcorn, right? There's
no
free popcorn.
I don't think so, yeah. No.
But who pre-funks 3 apple teenies before you're going to a bar?
Who drinks apple teenies? Like, that is the issue there.
Somebody who gets the loser line phone number, that's who.
That's true.
Here's the number 6 phone tap, loser line of the year.
Next message.
Megan, what's up? It's Jerry. Awesome to meet you the other night. Look, when we hang out, because I know we're gonna, you might have to drive me home. I don't really want to get into the details, but I'm kind of banned from Uber. It's kind of BS, but I guess I threw up in a couple of their cars, and they're pretty pissed off about that. And also, one time I had to fight one of the drivers because the driver was like looking at my grill through the rearview mirror, and I saw him, and I was like, "Hey, bro, this isn't cool, man. I'm gonna beat your ass." And so, yeah, he pulled over, and we fought, and I guess it gave me a low rating. But anyways, I totally want to hang out. So, can you drive me home?
Next message.
I guess it gave me a low rating from having to fight the Uber driver.
What do you think he's going to give you 5 stars? Like, solid fight.
Yeah,
I don't
good.
Know why he got the loser line. No red flags there.
Oh,
none
God.
At all.
He's that guy that tries to fight everyone. Mm-hmm.
Anybody who's in the vicinity of his girlfriend at all. We're counting down the top 10 funniest loser line voicemails of the past year. Remember, if you want the loser line, all you have to do is text the word loser to 78592. We'll count down the rest of the top 10 with the top 5 best loser line voicemails right after this. It's Brooke and Jewel in the morning. Just got this text in at 78592. It says, I wonder how many people get the loser line phone number and then hear themselves on the radio.
I wonder that too.
I do too. And if you've heard yourself on the loser line, please call us up. We'd love to talk to you.
Yes. Text us.
It's Brooke and Jewel in the morning, and we're counting down the top 10 best loser line voicemails that we got in 2019. So far, we've heard 10 through 6, so let's just keep chasing sadness with the number 5 loser line call of the year.
Next message.
Jade, it's John. What the hell, man? This is like the 30th call I'm leaving on your voicemail, and you're still not answering? You took me to the bar, and I spent money on all your friends. I bought you all those stinking little lemon drops, that little fat friend you had who got all those bar bites. That crap isn't cheap, Jade.
Oh.
And now you just blow me off. You don't even call me. Like, you flirt with me and you talk about this, oh, we have this great cosmic connection. And I mean, you compliment how much you like my skinny tie, for crying out loud. And you don't even call me back. You know who you're saying no to? I am a lotto catch. I'm not some, like, TLC chump scrub on the side of the street, okay? I manage 2 Dairy Queens, okay? I drink blizzards all day. I make it rain blizzards on people. And you're just going to walk out on that? This is not the type of person you want to play with. If you don't call me back in the next 30 minutes, you're not coming to the condo, you're not swimming in my hot tub, and you are not drinking my hot cider.
Next message.
See, that is a
you gotta threat. You gotta be careful who you give the loser line phone number to.
Yeah.
You know, she probably had no idea that he managed two Dairy Queens.
I mean, he's almost the CEO.
Yeah, pretty much.
He is so sassy when he hands those customers those blizzards upside down.
Yeah.
You know he is.
Did you not say thank you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know who I am?
This is
not the only Dairy Queen that I'm a manager of.
You're lucky
two of
I'm
them.
Here that I'm available.
I live
one.
In a condo with a hot tub. It's a shared hot tub. And
yeah.
I get in it sometimes with other people from the other condos.
We got cider.
Yeah. Respect my name. Put some respect on my name.
Yeah.
We're counting down the top 10 funniest loser lines of the year. Remember, if you want the loser line phone number, just text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592. Here's number 4.
Next message.
Hey, Rebecca. This is Aaron. I had a fun time hanging out with you at a... I'm not much of a dancer. So I'm surprised you gave me your number. I'm kind of a shy person when it comes to romance and stuff. A few years ago, I went to this wedding, and my cousin approached me, and, like, she had been drinking, and she wanted to get with me.
What?
But we didn't even do that much. I f***ed her under the table. No one saw.
Oh.
So... Yeah, kind of shy. But, you know, whenever we go out, I'll put myself out there. Let's hope there's no tables involved. Or cousins.
Next message.
Oh,
dang. Yeah. I forgot about that.
I know. I forgot about that one, too.
And the thing is, his definition of shy is very different than mine.
Yeah.
Because that's not the type of information you should be sharing.
Telling us all that and then go, yeah, so kind of shy. I don't want to know then what you would say if you weren't shy.
Right.
Counting down the top 10 funniest loser lines of the year. Remember, if you want the number, L-O-S-E-R, text that to 78592. Do you guys remember the fish tank one?
No. Something.
Does that ring a bell at all?
I remember a fish tank guy.
Was he at her place still?
Or he then... was in? He worked at a fish tank store?
Yeah, I don't remember.
No, I'll let you hear. It's number 2 loser line voicemail of the year. No, 3, I'm sorry. 3.
Number 3.
I got the counting. I'm not Ryan Seacrest. Okay, go. Number 3.
Next message.
Hey, Jill. This is Biden. My buddies gave me your number. I am so sorry about what happened. I'm really embarrassed. There was a lot of drugs and alcohol the other night when we were crashing at your place. The bathroom was full, and I really just had to go. And I really hope your fish are okay. Normally, like, there's, like, a net for fish tanks to, like, scoop out stuff.
Oh.
And... I couldn't find it anywhere. I looked in all the drawers and cabinets, and so that's why I used the spatula.
What?
That was the only thing that came to mind to use. So I don't know what happened to that spatula after I used it, but I would pretty much throw out all your spatulas in the kitchen if you have any. I'm pretty sure that your fish are dead, and I feel really bad about that. So.
Oh.
If I need to buy them, like buy you some new fish or whatever, like I'd be more than happy to, as long as they're not like expensive in salt water or whatever. I don't know if it was fresh. I can't remember if it was fresh water or salt water or what, but I feel really bad.
Next message.
I forgot about that guy.
So you took a toozy.
Yeah.
Tried to clean up with a spatula. And unfortunately, she gave him the loser line phone number, so she probably doesn't even know that that happened.
The buddies gave him the loser line phone number,
yeah.
He said. My buddies gave you her number, so she's using the spatula all over the place right now.
No.
The number 2 loser line of the year is one of the best meltdowns we had in 2019. Here it is.
Next message.
Okay, Derek. What the f***, man? Like, did I do something that triggered a problem? Like, I don't understand. Like, I'm going to have to go to this stupid f***ing wedding without you. And people are going to be like, oh, Stephanie, are you here alone again going stag? And I'm just going to have to say yes. And I'm going to have to smile and nod and say, yeah, I'm here all by myself. And then they're going to try to make me catch the stupid f***ing bouquet. But I'm going to lose out to somebody that's like 10 years younger than me and 30 pounds lighter. And it's horseshit. And then, what else am I going to do with my lonely, lonely time at the celebration of a union I'll never f***ing see? I'm going to get drunk. I'm going to drink too much. And I'm going to be throwing up in the bathroom. And they're going to say, oh, no, there's Stephanie again, being sad and single, puking her sadness out and her loneliness. Oh, and I don't even know if I can recover or get up off the bathroom floor. But God damn it, I'm going to try. So, call me back.
Next message.
Oh my God. I love her so much. Dude.
Hard to forget that one.
She is the most relatable loser line phone call ever.
Like, it was a meltdown, but it wasn't nuts what she was saying.
But it was truth. Yeah. She was speaking her truth, and I appreciate her for that.
After hearing it again, I remember when we first heard that one, but after hearing it again, it's kind of motivational, too, because at the end, she's like, I can't pick myself up the bathroom floor, but damn it, I'm going to try. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, go get him. All right, now it's time to reveal the number one weirdest loser line call of the year. Special shout out to our listener, Kara, who's the one that gave this guy the loser line phone number so we can all hear this gem.
Next message.
Oh, my God, Kara. It was so amazing meeting you tonight. Oh, my God. You were by far the hottest girl at the bar. Like, I couldn't believe how hot you were. I know I kept saying it to you, but you're seriously so hot. All my friends were like, what, how? And then when you gave me your phone number, they were so jealous. Like, they couldn't even believe it. And I felt so good. You made me feel so good with that. I really wish you would have come back home with me tonight. But I get it, you know. But if you did come back with me, you know, what would have happened, you know? A little bit of, oh, yeah. That's it. That's good.
No.
You like that? I learned that one at camp. Boy Scout camp. Yeah. Yeah, that would have been nice. If you want the real thing, you got my number. I'll be hitting you up soon, okay?
Next message.
There you go. Congratulations to that Eagle Scout, whoever he was.
The only phone number he needs is for a therapist.
Yeah. That was the number one loser line voicemail of the year. Remember, you can get the loser line phone number. All I have to do is text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592. And also this year, a special bonus. We're going to do something that we've never done before. Somebody left a message on the loser line. And after going through all the messages, trying to find the top ones, we realized this one was actually a little bit sweet.
Oh.
Sort of.
Okay.
Or maybe just the bar has been set so low. We're desensitized. Either way, he left a message for a girl named Angelica. Here it is.
Next message.
Hi there, Angelica. This is a joke. Or I should say, hola. ¿Cómo está? Bien. you can tell my Spanish ain't exactly up to par with yours, but I certainly had a good time with you the other night, and I just wanted to tell you that I had a good time watching the World Cup. They're playing and stuff. I know I think they're playing again, and maybe we could get together and and all that, and then we'll see. Maybe I could meet up with you at Chili's and get some tacos or Cheetos. Anyway, I'm sorry for rambling here. You're so beautiful, and I just wanted to tell you I had a really great time. And this is Jake. Adios.
Next message.
Donde está and all that.
Oh my God, he's like the Miss Congeniality of the loser line.
See, it was actually kind of sweet.
It was. Yeah. He was so nervous. So,
Donde está. Where's the bathroom?
By the power vested in me by this radio station, I, Jubal Fresh, am officially de-loserifying that guy.
Yay!
He redeemed himself. He's no longer a loser. Instead, Angelica will take his loser title because she definitely missed out on a nice dude.
Yeah, he's a sweet dude.
Congratulations to him.
We did it!
Never try to speak Spanish again. Text in L-O-S-E-R to 78592 if you want the loser line phone number.